It's 8:31 right now, 55 KRCD Talk Station, it being a Thursday or Friday Eve, depending on how you like to characterize it. It's always time for iHeartMedia aviation expert and stock trader extraordinaire, Jay Ratliff. Welcome back, my friend. Good to have you back on.
It's good to be here.
Just looking at your website, I just found it the other day, daytradefund.com. That's where you find, that's his other life. His life is iHeartMedia aviation expert, and we quite often discuss, you know, stock trading with him occasionally. I just find it fascinating. But I was just checking out your website. Quite a good return versus the regular Dow or NASDAQ, S&P 500. Jay, it's pretty...
Well, you jump in and out of the market quickly, Brian. I mean, there's intraday, you know, revenue opportunities that are certainly there. And I learned 20 years ago plus that you can make more money if you jump in and out of something quickly versus taking the buy, hold, and pray approach where you're holding it for a long period of time. And I certainly don't say anything against people that take that approach because it's worked. But, you know, anytime you look at a prospectus, one of the things that they always lead off with is that past performance is no indication of a future return.
Right.
In other words, don't look at what's happened to project the future. And yet now, anytime that the market is going through any sort of movement, as we're seeing some increased volatility,
indeed,
in fact, more than we've ever seen, people seem to think, well, the market's going to do this in the future because it's done this in the past. Well, I'm saying time out, because we've got a lot of new dynamics at play here that we've never had before in the history of the market. So to suggest the future is going to reflect the past, to me, is not the best way to go with it. So to me, I want to keep my money in the market for as short a period of time as I can. And
yeah,
if I can do that for, you know, 15, 20 minutes at a time on the stocks I engage, so be it.
And, you know, and that's what I found so neat about the way you do it. Just not that I've done it, but that you sit down, you at least commit yourself to 5 hours a week on the computer. So you're sitting, you allocate during a 5-day work week, an hour a day, or maybe less, or maybe a little bit more,
sure,
but not much. Make a grand and get the hell out. That's $5,000 at the end of the week. That's $10,000 every, that's, you know, that's a lot of money in a month for very little investment in time.
If you know what you're doing and you follow a proven checklist, that's exactly the case. And, you know, for a lot of people to get into the market, they will just jump in and they really won't stop and say, I'm going to spend 5 months paper trading. In other words, I'm going to prove that I'm as good as I think I am. So if they were to sit down and go through a practice thing where they'd say, okay, I'm going to buy this stock at this price, sell at this price, and they actually start to see if they can achieve a batting average like we have of 75-80%, then by all means, jump in, start slowly, and build slowly from there. But people are impatient. They don't want to spend 5-6 months paper trading. They'll spend 5 or 6 minutes doing it. And unfortunately, that means you're going on gut emotion, you're trading on news, you're following somebody else's suggestion, you're not doing your own due diligence, and as a result, I mean, you're going to make some pretty crappy returns.
Yeah.
There's a very good chance you're going to lose money.
I apologize to my listeners and to you if I've asked this question before, but I was just wondering in terms of how you deal with the sale, because every time you close, you buy at 5, you sell at 10, you've made 5. That's income. You've got to report that. Is there a separate form for each trade or each time you sell a stock like that? How does that work?
At the end of the year, I get a 1099 from E-Trade.
I
put that 1099 into my taxes. Boom, I'm done.
So it is easy.
My tax team. Oh, gosh, yeah.
It's, okay.
And I actually had one person say, Jay, I don't want to sign up for your classes because, you know, it'd put me in a higher tax bracket, I'd make more money. Brian, I wanted to say to the guy, but I didn't because I try to be nice, do you turn down a promotion at work? Because you know you're going to get paid more. I mean, it just, to me, it makes no sense. And look, I don't like taxes. I don't like any of that. But goodness, I hope I have to pay more this year than I did last year because, duh, it means I made more money.
Yeah, they're not. This isn't, you know, the 1970s in Britain where they're taking 99% of what you earn. So you're not making the money for the government. You get to keep most of it, at least for right now. Jay, we're going to pause because you got a lot of information on what are called ghost flights. We're going to find out about the 5G situation after I mentioned Plumtight Plumbing, because if you need a good plumber, you need.